This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to the Kitchen Table Vaults. You're joined by
Phil
and Shannon, and today we are going to teach you how to survive in desolate spaces by drinking urine, possibly your own.
Step one, the materials. Hopefully you'll have some variation of the materials needed with you. If you're just doing it for fun, not that drinking urine is fun per se, you should be able to get everything needed. If you have nothing and are stranded in the middle of nowhere, chances are you could scrounge up some of these items. God bless litter. Number one, a sheet of plastic, preferably a sheet 6 feet by 6 feet. That's for those who don't talk metric. A container to catch the liquid. A rock, a small one to create a funnel-like effect in the plastic. A shovel, optional. A tube, optional, to drink without taking apart the still. You can use just about anything for the container, a canteen cup, styrofoam cup, small bowl, tin can, cut water bottle, whatever you can find about the place that can collect the water drippings. The plastic should be something without tears or small holes, and could be a thin tarp, thin drop cloth, poncho, garbage bag, or even a grocery bag if that's all you can find. As for the rock, it just needs to be the right size.
Possibly the only good reason to own a poncho. Anyway, step two, dig the hole. If you have a shovel, this is the time to use it. If you don't, your hands will suffice. You just need to dig a big enough hole in relation to the size of plastic and the container being used. A hole 4 feet wide and 3 feet deep is great for a 6x6 sheet of plastic. But if you have smaller materials, a 3 feet wide by 2 feet deep should work just as well. But if you get any smaller, you might not have much luck. Now, look for soft soil or sand to dig in. A depression in the land is a great spot, or anywhere rainwater might collect. That way you have some backup sources, not just pee. And a place where the sun hits is also needed, hence the solar and solar still.
Step three, urinate. Here's the best part. If you aren't really interested in drinking your own piss, you can always skip this step and hope to collect enough from rainwater or dampness of the land. But if you're in a hurry, adding a little of your own touch will do the trick. Just pee in and around the hole.
Step four, place the container. Simply place your container at the bottom of the hole in the centre. Make sure it is secure. If you want, prior to pissing in the hole, you can dig another small hole inside that hole to keep your drippings container nice and snug. And if you're using the tubing, run the tubing from the outside of the pit to the bottom of the container. This allows you to drink straight from the container without having to disassemble the actual still. A good idea if you plan on being in one place for a while.
Step 5. Blanket the hole with plastic. Now, stretch your plastic to cover the entire hole. You're going to need to evenly secure the edges of the plastic to secure it in place and to keep any air from escaping. You can use the soil you dig up from the hole to lay on the edges, or you can also place some rocks for extra weight. Make sure the plastic is not drooping down into the pit.
Now step 6 is place the center rock. So find the best sized rock for centering on the spread out sheet of plastic. You may have to try a few out to find the perfect stone. Now place it directly over the water container below. This keeps the plastic from moving about more than you want, and it pushes the plastic down into a cone shape. A 45 degree angle is best, and the rock works better if right above the container opening. Now the cone will point right into the cup, and all the moisture will drip down along the sides of the plastic and right in.
Step 7. Double secure. Double check that the edges of your plastic are secured and airflow free. Also, make sure that the end of your tubing is covered as not to let airflow in and out of the pit. Cover it with tape or whatever you have on hand and just tie it shut if flexible enough. Step 8. Wait. This is the time where you let the sun do its magic. This process will take anywhere from 2 hours until the sun goes down. Also, to help quicken the process, you could have laid in some green foliage inside the walls of the pit, which contain added moisture. The sun heats up the soil around the still, and in turn creates moisture, which slowly saturates the undersides of the plastic. The condensed moisture then drips softly down the angled sides of the plastic, thanks to the rock, down to the lowest tip and into the container.
Step 9. It's time to enjoy your hard labour. Drink up. Once enough water accumulates in your water holder, you can simply drink straight from the tubing you installed, or you can take the solar still apart to get access to the container. The water is pretty safe to drink since most of the toxins are left behind in the soil, leaving only pure water to evaporate and condense, dripping down into your cup. Now enjoy a nice cup of pee, or water. Keep urinating around the hole to keep collecting fresh water. Check out how to videos for further reference on making a urine solar still. I realize if you're in the desert, it's a fairly good chance you won't be around any of these videos.
True.
You should have done better research, buddy. And that lovely little method of how to make sure you can survive in a desert / wherever you might need to pee and then drink it, we got that from Wonder How To, a survival guide. You can find them on the net.
It's a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.